So what do you think, and I want to get to Bitcoin and AI, and there's been a lot of chatter about this, but I want to hear your thoughts on where you think we're headed. So my echo chamber sort of, I think aligns with you, and like Tony is so excited. I mean, I know you know and love Tony. He's so excited about when this AI is transplanted into human-like droids that can do anything and everything for you. Like, he thinks that is like, to me, that's like dystopian, but I understand that's probably where we're headed. For him, he's pumped.
Terminator.
Do you think, but then I stepped outside of my echo chamber recently, a couple weeks ago, was talking to a friend of mine, and he's, I wouldn't say he's a normie. He's awakened to a lot of the things we talk about. He's not a Bitcoiner though. But he thinks that the AI thing is way overblown. It's not like, yes, they'll automate some things. There'll be some, you know, some leaps forward with AI. But at the end of the day, you need consumers who have jobs in order to pay for the things that AI can provide. And so it's going to eat itself and die if there isn't something for humans to do. I would love to hear your thesis on where you think the AI economy is taking us.
Yep. I'll dive into that. But imagine if he's wrong and he takes that opportunity. I'm just not going to play out. I'm not going to learn AI and I'm not going to use it. If he's wrong in his thesis, or it's like when people say Bitcoin's never going to work, it's a failed experiment or whatever. If they're wrong and Bitcoin is the apex predator of money and AI is here to stay and you totally ignore them, then you're shooting yourself in the foot. Whereas the worst case situation, maybe you still believe that they're going to fail and maybe they do fail, but what's the harm in learning them? You've learned a new skill, you've paid attention. Like, there's no downside to it. And I believe
it's an asymmetric bet.
That's right. Right.
Like, even if you're wrong, like your time wasted is not as near as much as the opportunity cost of not doing it if the AI maxis and the Bitcoin maxis are right.
Yeah, that's right. But as for, is it overblown? Not in my own life. Like, I went from a high school dropout to building a seven-figure online company within a couple of months with just talking to AI for 4, 6, 8, 10 hours a day. Like, it was absolutely relendless. And it was like the few years leading up to that allowed me to condense that into it. So is it overblown? Like, fuck no. But fuck no, it's not. How people are like, oh, this thing doesn't make any money. Like, you've got no idea, like, ideas flowing or percolating, or you've got nothing going on. If you can't save 5 minutes of your time with, like, even when you're saying, when you're trying to get just the YouTube description and everything like that, just the first draft and to get it formatted so it looks good within your YouTube description, that can save you 5 minutes and you just chuck it in and you just edit it super quickly. But it's all in your tone, your brand, your voice. It sounds exactly like you. You just make sure that everything's factual because it can still hallucinate doing that. But could it all just go away and could it eat itself? Sure, it's possible, but humanity seems to always improve on itself. And like the natural state of the market, in the words of the author of The Price of Tomorrow, Jeff Booth, is deflation. And we're going to get better and better and better. And because we can run local models, even if like, I just don't see how they could possibly go away anymore. Like, we've been given this magic box, a genie, three magic wishes that we can ask over and over and over and over and over and over again. And we get those delivered to us every single time. Like, who in their right minds is going to be like, no, AI is like going away? Like, yes, it's going to displace a lot of people. 40%, 4,000 people are square gone. Like, what are they going to do? Hopefully they can leverage AI and they can use it because they've got the skills. They're already peak of their field. So they can do something better than I can with doing it. But that playing field's stopped. I hope so. But then in regards to what happens? That's when like universal basic income comes in and people are eating the bug soup, and it'll be the haves and the have-nots. The people with using Bitcoin and AI together, and the AI agents are going to use Bitcoin, are going to have whatever they want. It is like Tony Yazbek always says, it's like Elysium. There will be people in this AI incredible paradise, and there'll be people that are just living in hell. And I was saying this to Tony on the podcast just before. I go down to the beach every afternoon, and in the dunes, there's a couple of people sleeping rough and stuff, homeless. Like, that is so sad. And it feels sometimes like Elysium. I'll come out to this beautiful house with ocean views and everything, and we have nice food and like clean clothes and everything like that, nice lawn. And just like a lovely environment, friends, family, everything like that. If anything happened to us, a medical appointment, an emergency, if our dog gets an allergy and she needs $3,500 allergy medication, true story, we can get it. Absolutely no problem. We don't even question it. Whereas some people are living under a fucking canvas sheet on the beach. And what's that from? Like, yes, they've probably made some bad choices. I've lived rough. From myself, who have lived out of a car for a while, out of a tent for a long time. So I know what it's like. And it was definitely the choices that I was making, but it's also because the money and everything's broken, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And we've got like 300,000 or 400,000 Australians now homeless because the government's just obliterating the money. It's absolutely worthless. And so the point is, if you're not saving in hard money that can't be effed with, that can't be manipulated in any way, obviously price short term's a different story, and you're not paying attention to AI technology that can really leverage every area of your life, then you get into those type of situations where you can prevent it.